Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and I hope you recognize that theme song, because that theme song means it's time for Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so glad to be with you today. Hope you had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Want to remind you today, as we enter into this broadcast, this post-Easter broadcast, that the resurrection power that came on Jesus to bring him out of that tomb is available to every child of God today. Amen. Hallelujah. And you that don't know the Lord, I want you to know it can come within you as well. For the Scripture said in the New Testament that if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He shall also quicken, make alive your mortal body. Praise God. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Friend, if you don't know Jesus today, you can come to know Him before this broadcast is over, before this day is closed, and you can have access to the very power of God that raised up Jesus from the dead. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, I can't live the Christian life, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, and I admire and actually commend your honesty. But the fact of the matter is, I can't live the Christian life either. But Jesus Christ can come within you as He has come within me, and He brings power with Him, life-giving resurrection power by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Paul said, it's no longer I that live, it's Christ that liveth in me. He can live the Christian life as we depend upon Him and yield to Him. Well, that's a whole other message, but I just had to start with it this close to the celebration of the resurrection. Today we have a brand new topic, and we're getting ready to go to God's Word, and I already feel an excitement in my soul about what God has to say to you and to me. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want this to be a wonderful new beginning for somebody in this audience. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, please stay tuned. As our special guest today, you will be challenged by the Word of God today. And if you accept Christ as your Savior, you will be changed. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're a Christian today and you're listening to this teaching and preaching of the Word of God, we pray that God's Word will find a place in your heart called good ground, where it can bring forth fruit 30, 60, and even 100-fold. Amen. I want to say this before we get into our message today. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. If you're listening to this broadcast right there in Madison to WMAF, we're so glad to be part of the broadcast family of WMAF. And if you're listening by computer, because WMAF streams the same broadcasting you're hearing right there in Madison and North Florida to anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world that anyone has a computer, they can listen to the live broadcast right from the radio station that you're hearing right there. Amen. So if you would like to be a media missionary, if you know someone that you believe this broadcast and this station would be a blessing to, classic country music, family friendly, classic gospel music, and when my broadcast is airing, praise God, classic preaching from the Word of God. Amen. Then you can just drop them a line, a postcard, email them if you have a computer, and to call them on the telephone and tell them to type in WMAF, the call letters of your radio station there in Madison, and they can listen as the programming streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. and it'll be a great blessing to increase the listening audience of this station and of these broadcasts that bring the Word of God. There's other ministries here that bring the Word of God, and we are not in competition with them. We're in cooperation with them. There's a great harvest to be brought in, and we're all working together to that grand end for the glory of God and the salvation of souls and the edification of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to get into our message today. I want to make a statement. Our God is a God of new beginnings. Our God is a God of new beginnings, and we must be unshackled from things in our past in order to press on to our God-planned future. And in order to do that, we have to remember to forget. I want to say that again. In order to do this, we've got to remember to forget. You know, most of the times we forget to remember. I heard the true story of a pastor who was out on a Saturday. He had a quite large church with a whole lot of events taking place. He had marked his calendar. Somehow, he had failed to remember a wedding that was to take place at 2 p.m. Somewhere down around 1:15, he was mowing his front yard on a Saturday and realized that he had forgotten this wedding. It just came to him. He ran inside. He threw on his best suit. He put on his socks and shoes and tore off for the church. What he didn't remember to do again was to change his old work boots and put on his dress shoes, so he looked kind of like Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies in a tuxedo. It just didn't go together. But it was too late. He couldn't go back. He had already just about messed up a wedding. We've all had embarrassing moments where we have forgotten something so very important. And we need help. There are courses to increase our memory, to help us to remember things better. Some people have a photographic memory, but most of us are needful in this area. I'm one of those people. But the Bible here today, in order to go forward in Christ after coming to Him, we need to remember to forget. We need to remember to forget. Philippians 3:13, the Apostle Paul teaches us, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting." This one thing I do, it begins with forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to the things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. You know, a very comical but dangerous sight is to see a dog who's forgotten that he's chained, tethered to an object, run full throttle to chase a cat, only to have his neck almost broken when he reaches the end of his chain. Many of God's children become inspired by the Word of God and even prompted by the Holy Spirit to reach forth to God's purposes and promises in their life, only to be jerked back because we're still tethered by the memories of the past, shackled in our mind by a memory of an event that chains us and holds us back from God's eternal purposes and His best in our life. In many of our lives, we forget what we should remember, and we remember what we should forget. I'm going to say that again. This is so important today, and I believe I'm speaking this for someone in particular today, because this message is designed to set you free from the chains that are holding you back. In many of our lives, in most of our lives, I might say, we forget what we should remember, and we remember what we should forget. Some have become so weary and fearful of being jerked back, we do not even attempt to break free. We become discouraged and easily defeated. We become depressed and defrauded out of what is rightfully ours in Jesus Christ. But Paul admonishes us to remember, to forget. Hallelujah. And I believe some of the things that we need to forget, to remember to forget, is number one, to forget the memories of sins for which Christ has forgiven us. You know, the devil is called in the book of Revelation chapter 12, the accuser of the brethren. His very name, devil, comes from the Greek diabolos, and it means a maligner, someone who is tearing down the reputation, who is trying to absolutely destroy the character of someone. He does it by accusation. And the Bible said that now, in the book of Revelation chapter 12, is the accuser of our brethren cast down, that accused them before God day and night. And you know, he's got a helper. Our own mind many times becomes our accuser as we go back and we replay past hurts, past failures, past things that we have done that have caused pain to others. When we replay those things in our mind, the devil has an ally in accusing us. And the great gift of God's salvation through Jesus Christ is absolute and complete forgiveness. It's called grace. It's not something we deserve. It's not something we merit. It's not something we can earn. It is called the gift of God. And it allows God to justify us, to justifiably forgive us. He's not forgiven us because sin is a light matter. In fact, sin is so serious that Jesus had to hang on the cross, take our punishment, take our place, become our substitute, so that our sins could be judged in Him, so that God could be justified in forgiving us. Sin is a serious matter. God is obligated by His holiness to judge all sin. But friend, when we come to Jesus Christ and confess our sins, repent, God is equally serious about forgiving us. God is the author of grace to save those who could never undo the past nor make up for it in the future. The only answer is forgiveness. Listen to what Psalm 130, verse 3 and 4 says. If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Friends, obtaining forgiveness from God through true repentance and confession of sin is guaranteed in Scripture, provided by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Living forgiven lives, free from the guilt of sins past, is for many the most difficult. Carl Menninger, the famous psychiatrist, says that if he could convince the patients in his psychiatric hospitals that their sins are forgiven, 75% could walk out the next day. Isn't that an incredible statement from someone who deals with that torments and confuses the human psyche, the mind? If he could just convince them that their sins, not only against God, but against people, are forgiven, they could walk out the next day. 75%. The most common New Testament Greek word for forgiveness conveys the idea of sending away, letting go. As a noun, it is used 15 times, but as a verb, it is used 40 times. Ephesians 1 and verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Because of the blood of Jesus, we're forgiven. God remembers our sin no more. He has sent it away. Praise God. You know, the Scripture says that, as it is written, saith the Lord, I will forgive their sins and I will cast them away from them. It carries this idea forward. I will cast them away from them as far as the east is from the west. Why the east from the west? Why not the north from the south? Because there's a south pole where there's a destination, and there's a north pole on our planet, but there, east and west, there is no pole. That means it's perpetual. You can go forever and not reach the end because east and west are not marked by poles. God is saying your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgotten. I'm treating you as if you had never sinned at all. It's that kind of forgiveness. And we must forget those sins. We must use God's pattern to achieve this holy forgetfulness. Hebrews 10 and verse 17 said, "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." God will never associate you with those sins of your past when you come to Him in true repentance and you ask Him for forgiveness. Remember simply means to recall to mind. Psalm 103:12 said, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." Praise God. Amen. I don't know if you got on your shouting shoes, but I'm going to tell you, these scriptures are creating shouting ground. God forgives. God forgets. The sins of the past are gone, never to be brought up against us. And we must therefore forget. Remember to forget. Never recall to mind. We must cast away the memory and the guilt in order to go free. The next time the devil, someone said, "Remind you of your past," remind him of his future. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. God is the one who forgives and forgets. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for His shed blood. Thank God for that old rugged cross. Thank God He was raised for our justification, to prove that that blood had been accepted and that we are fully forgiven and we can go free. In Jesus' name today. I saw a witness t-shirt the other day with nails and a blood-stained, huge, old rugged cross on the front. And on the back it said, "Jesus has whipped the devil with an ugly stick." Hallelujah. And I can amen that. If it wasn't for the cross and the blood of Jesus, we all have a past. And we all have those guilt feelings that roll into our minds from time to time that wreck our emotions. God doesn't want us to not take our sins seriously. He doesn't want us not to ask forgiveness of people that we know we have harmed or hurt. But there are some people that simply don't want to forgive and will not forgive. You've often heard this statement. "You may have made it. I can forgive them, but I'll never forget." God said that's not real forgiveness. Real forgiveness treats them as if it never happened, just like He treats us. 1 John 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." He's faithful and just. He's not just sweeping them under the rug. He's not just not adjudicating a sentence. The sentence was passed, and Jesus bore the sentence. The wrath of God, the judgment of God, He took it in our place so that God could be justified when He forgives us. How serious is God about forgiving and forgetting our sin? Serious enough to send His Son to die in our place, to take our punishment that we might be set free. After Jesus has suffered like that, we should never hold the memory of those sins in our heart and our mind. We need to let them go. He's paid an awful price for our forgiveness, our redemption. We need to apply that precious blood to our lives. Praise God. Don't let the devil jerk you around anymore. It's time to reach forth to the things that are before. You are free to run the race with patience, with unencumbered by the sin and weights that does so easily discourage and defeat us. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lady that was a secular humanist, and this is what she said before her death. Listen to what she said. Margarita Lasky, secular humanist and novelist, before her death in 1988, made this statement. She said, "What I envy most about you Christians is your forgiveness. I have nobody to forgive me." Isn't that an incredible, sad, but yet sobering statement to make? What I envy about you Christians is your forgiveness. I have nobody to forgive me. Friend of mine, you have somebody to forgive you today. His name is Jesus Christ. God the Father will forgive you your sin because you receive His Son as your Savior. That's an incredible but beautiful, powerful truth. Many people may say, "Pastor, but I'm not worthy." That is the beauty of grace. None of us are worthy of God's forgiveness. Not one of us. That's why it's called simply unmerited favor. There's nothing you can do to get Him to forgive you. There's nothing you could undo to get Him to forgive you. But there's something you can do. In spiritually speaking, you can receive that forgiveness when you receive Christ as your personal Savior. Ah, friend of mine, what a relief it is when the guilt of sin is lifted and forgiveness is obtained. David sinned against the Lord, but that sin gnawed at him and gnawed at him and gnawed at him. He sinned against Potiphar. He sinned against his wife. He sinned, and that sin ate him up inside. Psalm 32, David speaks about that, and he talks about how it was when the guilt of that sin was eating away at him, and when the freedom that he received through forgiveness, even in the old covenant. He said these words in Psalm 32, "Blessed is the man whose sin is forgiven, whose transgression is covered." And then he went on to say in that great psalm, he said, "When I held my peace, when I didn't repent and obtain the forgiveness of God," he said, my soul was tormented, literally. He said, "My bones waxed old with roaring, and my moisture is turned to drought." I don't know if you've experienced that kind of guilt to where you can't, you may be the life of the party, but down on the inside, when you're by yourself headed home, whether you've drank a lot or toked a lot or shot up some kind of drug, but when you come to yourself, you have to deal with the guilt and the shame and the hurt and the pain. Oh, friend of mine, today God offers you absolute, full, and free forgiveness. And the glory of it is we don't deserve it. That's why we sing that great hymn, "Amazing Grace." Amazing grace. What's so amazing about grace? It's that God would go to this length. That God would take on flesh, the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, God's Son and our Savior, would take on flesh, come to this earth, condescend to let men take Him and beat Him and scourge Him and torture Him and hang Him on a cross. When He could have called thousands of angels, destroyed the world, He hung on that cross, and God's justice against sin was all adjudicated upon Him. The Bible said, "All we like sheep have gone astray, but God hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all." Listen, friend, He didn't do that in vain. He did it so we could be absolutely forgiven. If you're a Christian today and the devil is pointing his old bony crooked finger at you and bringing up your past, oh, friend of mine, you claim the benefits and blessings of the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said through that shed blood we are sprinkled from an evil conscience. In other words, we don't bring up the past ever again. People may point their finger at you until your dying day, but God receives you. God welcomes you into His kingdom. God is ready to embrace you. I'm telling you, Paul said, forget about that. God has. Now it's time for you to use your faith in His shed blood, forgetting those things which are behind. You can break the chain today that holds you back and reaching forth to those things that are before. Press. Strain forward. We're upstream Christians in a downstream world to the things that are before. Praise God. God has a purpose for you. And don't let the past hold you back. It's time to go free. You know, the Bible said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. This is real freedom. And it begins with being freed from the memory of those sins of our past. Forgetting those things which are behind. Why? Because they are now behind. Praise God. And turning around and looking to those things which are before. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, come and follow me. Come and follow me. Come and follow me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a joy in following Jesus Christ today. Listen, friend, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, and you think, I'm not worthy of forgiving, I've got good news for you today. None of us are worthy of forgiveness. It's by grace, unmerited favor, you are saved. It is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. When He comes in, He changes us from the inside out. And there are corresponding works that verify that change has occurred. But salvation itself is nothing we can do to earn it. Nothing we can undo to earn it. But there's something we can do and we must do to receive it. And that is come to Christ through faith in His sacrifice on the cross. The moment we do, His shed blood, that sprinkled the mercy seat in heaven, is applied to our life. And God says, now I forgive you every sin that you've ever committed. It's all cleansed, not just covered, but cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Sins are remitted as if they had never happened. And Paul said, in light of that, forget the past. Reach forth to the future. I'm going to ask you a question right now. Is the Lord speaking to you today through this message? If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, what you can't do in yourself, you can do through the shed blood of Jesus, through the power and person of the wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen. God is calling you today. And I pray right where you are that you will call upon His name today and say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive my sin. I repent, Lord, and I offer myself to you from this day forward to follow you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just a simple prayer of repentance and faith toward God will apply the blood of Jesus to your heart, to your mind, to your life. Change your whole atmosphere of your life this moment and change your destiny forever. Oh, how God loves you today. If you're a Christian today and memories of the past are holding you back, the evil one is still accusing you, people may be accusing you, don't let that hold you back. God is calling you to the future that He has pre-planned for you. Reach forth in the name of Jesus and go forward today is our prayer. We love you today. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.
The blood.